lights? I don't like when the lights are on. Yes, it was a dirty joke. It wasn't that good. We're gonna get gunk first. We're Flush Roll TV. We're gonna start.
You guys can come up if you want.
You don't have to.
You don't have to.
But if you... Okay, like, you can't just like half you. Commit. Come up closer. Okay, thank you. Suck it?
I'm gonna
mess
it a little bit.
You can put it a little lower. Try not. Still, that's good, right? I don't know how sound works. That's good?
I'm learning as I go too.
Yeah, no, you're fine. I have no idea how levels work.
I think that's loud enough. If it starts feedback, you can get all
yeah, way. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, you're good. Okay. Oh, yeah. Thank you. To look at you, and I keep staring at the Shakespeare books, and I do not like Shakespeare. I'm on team Geoffrey Chaucer because I'm in a class about the Canterbury Tales that no one is going to care about because I don't know what's going on in that. Okay, anyway. What's the verdict on the glasses? Okay, thank you, yeah. I found them at Goodwill for $1. I met someone who didn't like them, and I was like, what the... Okay.
Thank you.
witty banter while I try to get this cable off. Okay, the only time I remember is our last day of tour. We have tapes. We have two tapes. I only made two for tonight. I forgot. I was really tired. We ate Del Taco last night, and I passed out. I didn't even finish my Del Taco. It was so sad. I got the two-pack, and then it comes with those soggy fries and then a drink. And it was $6 on, like, one taco. I have to throw the rest away. That's a tragedy if I've ever heard of one. Has anyone here read Chaucer? Oh, sick. Do you like Chaucer?
Oh, yeah. I was an English major.
Oh, me too. Yay. Sick. How do you feel about Shakespeare?
I just saw a Shakespeare play.
Which one?
Merry Wives of Windsor. I didn't realize how sexist it was
until
recently. I think some of it escaped me a long time ago. I have some mixed feelings, but a lot of it's good. I mean, it's Shakespeare.
I don't like Shakespeare, so we're just going to have beef this whole time. Okay. We're going to play our next song. Thanks. Wait, you know what song it is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Again, does anyone here speak Spanish? Yeah? Did you hear me mess up some of the words? Some of the things I was saying did not make sense. Oh, okay. Yeah. My mom's from Hermosillo, and she would send me and my brother to Mexican summer camp every summer, and I didn't learn anything. Okay, this cable. Okay, I got it. Sea salt. Oh, yeah. What? Yeah. Are you ready to roll? Okay, now. Ready?
Thank you.
amazing. What's your project called? What's your project called? Cave Babies? Why'd you name it that? Do you like babies? That's what I feel. Like, I don't think babies are cute unless they're dogs. You can't. Dog babies? Yeah, okay. They're, yeah.
Thanks for coming. This song's called 30.
Thing has never been like a smooth transition throughout the whole tour. We went on a week-long tour with Diners. Is anyone here for Diners?
Woo!
Yeah, I love Diners. Oh, yeah, the capo, okay. I don't know. No, you're fine, you're good. Yeah.
The set.
This was fully planned. Okay, you hold the guitar.
This one's a little.
This one's a little
more simplistic.
There's a knob that you can loosen.
Oh,
is
yeah. I think so. There's one knob. Okay. Let's try now. How many people does it take to get a capo? Oh, no. No, it's on two. We don't need the capo. We're good. We're solid. So I'll play one song. Yeah. I just want to say thank you to my bandmates. This is our last day of tour, so let me get a little cheesy, if that's okay. Finn was on the guitar over here. Aaron Ponzo was on the drums over there. Ronnie was on bass over here. His name's also Aaron, but it gets confusing when there's two Aarons. We call Ronnie and then Ponzo. And then thanks, Tyler, for playing bass. So, yeah. I don't know. It's hard being on tour. This is my second tour I've ever been on, and this is for my own project. And I was really surprised that Diner said yes to joining us, and I'm so grateful. The first time I met Tyler, I think I freaked you out, and we're here now. I didn't? You looked a little spooked. Anyways. Yeah, that's your problem. But when I was in high school, before high school, my parents got divorced, and like I had a broken home, I guess, and I was angsty as fuck. And then I got to high school, and my mom passed away, and like, of course, angstiness adds to all of that. And I found myself in my house saying, like, I want to go home, but like, I was already home. Like, that was my home at the time. And if I cry, I hope it doesn't make you uncomfortable. Just let me be. But it's been like, this will be the 8th year that she's been gone, and I'm 22 now. And when I was 15, in the Hispanic culture, or at least in the Mexican culture, when you turn 15 for a woman, for a girl, it means that you're becoming a woman. And during that birthday, she told me that I would become an artist, and no one in my family has ever, like, done anything. And so that meant a lot. Like, my dad, like, just a year ago, he was like, why are you doing what you're doing? Like, stop. You're not going anywhere. And I don't care if I make it big. I don't give a fuck. I just want to do it because this is what I love to do. So if you're a musician or an artist, just do it because you want to. And even now I'm at a house. Now I own a house. I inherited my mom's house. Still doesn't feel like home. But these moments where I'm in these places and have made these friends, and Aaron Ponzo in like the back seat, the seat behind the driver's seat, like it feels comfortable. And that's not my home, but I might move into your car. It's so comfortable. So thanks for letting me be. And thanks everyone for letting me get cheesy with you all. I wrote this song about my ex, which we're not together, which is probably a good thing. Everything's just a heartbreak at this point. But I wrote this because I was like, why are people talking shit about you? And I still don't understand why people don't like them sometimes, but I don't know, they're shitty, but they're not that shitty. Why? Oh, fuck, okay. Why do they say those mean things? Can't. Fuck, okay. I'm gonna play a different song. Because I...